I was making the transistors and Arjuna was making the radios, so my figures are very vague. If you're interested in reaching him, he might have a story. He's on the board of directors of Sanders Associates up in Nashua, New Hampshire. Lives over in Jersey someplace, near Lambertville, New Jersey, Flemington, New Jersey, in that area. But if I had to make a rough guess, and this is very rough, it could have been the order of several tens of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't tie the time in exactly, but Henry might remember that.
Yeah, I could find him by calling Sanders.
If you call Sanders Associates, he's a very active member of the board of directors. He's up there once a month. You could get the secretary of the corporation. She could give you a phone number in New Jersey. And he probably fit you in.
Good.
In other words, he was running Belmont. Belmont at that time, they made most of the radios for Montgomery Ward, Western Auto, and Federated or Associate Department Stores, a big private label business. And they were then, at that time, doing about $40 million a year, $50 million a year of that order of magnitude.
I see.
So they were a major factor in the business.
Yeah, and you told me again how to spell his name?
Argento.
C-O.
Henry F. Argento. Argento.
Okay. Well, I might just give him a call. Tell me, how do you recall when they started to work on the radio?
Yeah, I built the first radios back at that time. The semiconductor operation of Raytheon was located in Newton, Mass. In the lab there, since I was making transistors, I had begun to make transistors in mass production back in 1951, and we were the first company in the world to make junction transistors in mass production. And they were the hearing aids originally, and then we brought out a line of germanium transistors for radios, and then Argento